The other thing that's been floated last night during the news services was the idea of an Indigenous All-Stars game in the lead up to Sir Doug Nicholls round. This is obviously the flavour of what's happening right now. This would be just so good. And I know I'm just going to, I have to professionally make this comparison, Kane. So just to compare it to the NRL All-Stars game. So this happened in late Feb or mid-Feb. No, I'm just giving you some stats.
You've got your window.
No, what I'm saying
Tuesdays.
This happens, just quickly. So this happens in mid-February. It is effectively a pre-season game. It happened in Parramatta. There were 26,000 fans there at Parramatta Stadium. It was absolutely pumping. And the players absolutely love it. It was just such a good spectacle, the NRL All-Stars. So that is the Indigenous boys going up against the Maori All-Stars. It has to get a tick at some stage.
I would think so. So the AFL is exploring the possibility of reviving its Indigenous All-Stars concept with Lance Franklin looming as a major draw card. So on the eve of this round, which is Sir Doug Nicholls' round, Seven News last night revealed a showpiece clash in November or February of 2023. So an Indigenous All-Stars team came together every 2 years from 2003 to 2015. They played against an AFL club in February of the preseason. I actually played in one of these in my first ever season in 2001. We went up to Darwin and played against an Indigenous. It's just a great weekend. And the players love it. The Indigenous players love it. And they love coming together. They're clearly the bond that they all have is so admirable and amazing. So to see this, but give it a time slot it deserves.
It has to be in February, doesn't it? Not November.
Imagine if you could have it as a curtain raiser to the grand final or something like that. Like I think it's a game worthy of a big platform. Now you wouldn't be able to get the players that have finished their seasons 4 weeks ago probably to come back and play as a curtain raiser of the grand final, but something of that magnitude, or as a fill-in for what used to be a state of origin. I don't know what the right platform is, but it's deserving of a big one. So it'd be amazing. Like, think of what the forward line would look of an Indigenous All-Stars team right now. You know, Bolton, Rioli, Franklin, Liam Ryan, Willie Rioli. Like, be unbelievable. Be great to watch. So it's a good concept. I'm sure this will happen.
At some stage, like, and I know I don't like the disadvantage that the top teams get if they did have a week off before the finals, but if it was a slot maybe straight after the regular season. Obviously, in the NFL as well, they have the Pro Bowl, so those guys stick around and turn up a few weeks after their season finishes.
Who is your favourite? Who's your favourite current Indigenous player? Not past. Who's your favourite right now?
It is still absolutely Buddy Franklin.
Is it?
Like, it doesn't matter what's going on with Buddy. I'm tuning in if Franklin plays. And on the flip side, if Franklin's a laid out, it really takes away a bit of interest for me. Like, I'll watch if I could. If I go to a Swans game now, I think I'd watch all eyes on Buddy for 70% of the time. I think I'd be watching Buddy when the ball's up the other end of the field. You?
Cozzy Pickett, I think, for me at the moment. Now, I can flip from week to week, but I just love watching him play.